I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The president of Ecuador is not in a forgiving mood. Rafael Correa is vowing to punish those who were behind a police rebellion yesterday.
Todas las personas que puedan ser identificadas tendrán la sanción correspondiente. Aquí.
Correa says all plotters who are identified will suffer the consequences. Correa was roughed up by the protesters and had to be rescued by a special military operation. Tomas Chufardi is a journalist with the Ecuadorian TV station Ecuavisa. He says Ecuadorians are still trying to sort out what sparked the unrest.
The citizens are questioning what happened yesterday. We are trying to analyze a bit of the hangover we're feeling right now about the violent events that happened yesterday.
Well, if Ecuadorians are trying to figure out what happened yesterday, we certainly in the United States are really confused. How did all this start?
It started like a strike, a simple strike from a couple of hundred of policemen. They were just complaining about some cuts of a law that's been passed to Congress. But it seemed that everything got out of their hands. And I guess there's a little bit of responsibility in the president on this because he went to the place where the protests were taking place. So in a way, he exposed himself to this. In the last decade, we have seen three coups. And, you know, the previous days to these coups, you can feel in the air that something was going to happen, that there was a crisis, people going to the streets complaining. But yesterday was the absolute opposite. Nobody was thinking on an attempt of a coup. I still question myself if it was an attempt of a coup, but after the events, you have to answer and say, well, if it was not, why did all this happen?
Tell us more about President Correa. I mean, we know he's an economist, educated in Europe and the U.S. What else do we know about him and how well he's liked by the Ecuadorian public?
Well, he's been a very charismatic leader. Some opposers say that he's a bit of a dictator, but numbers say he has a lot of popular support and he is making radical changes in the country. Changes that many, many people agree that they would need to be done. Maybe not in the way that Correa is doing, but there were necessary changes.
Now, President Correa is also an ally and friend of the president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez. Does that matter to the Ecuadorian public and the Ecuadorian police? And was there any indication of what President Chavez was prepared to do if his ally, Mr. Correa, was indeed in danger?
Well, Correa is an ally of Chavez, as he's an ally of Piñera in Chile or an ally of Kirchner in Argentina. This image of Chavez and Correa is something that's been sold outside a lot. And I could say that the public can differentiate of the influence that Chavez has in Ecuador and what Correa is doing by his own decisions. Of course, there is a fear of interference from Chavez, but I don't believe that what happened yesterday has something to do with that. Correa has shown that he's making his own path as well. Not everyone agreed, but it's not like he's following Chavez as some kind of sheep or something like that.
Mm. You know, considering this is the president of Ecuador who was involved in this situation, the scenes were pretty dramatic. I mean, he was essentially kidnapped, held against his will, tear gas. One account says he tried using a gas mask, which was taken away from him by one of his police captors. Has Ecuador ever witnessed any of their presidents in such a situation before?
No, not like this. We have seen three coups in the last 10 years. Some of them dramatic as well. But looking at the president so close to a violent situation, this is the first time that we see something like this in modern times.
Tomas Chufardi, a journalist with Ecuadorian TV station Ecuavisa, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Okay, thank you.